pick up the bum to make sure our social media was better, which it is now, and also that it's an opportunity that you'll get. It's like when you play with a signed band, right? And their PR company is promoting the night you're on. You're getting that for free. So you're a fool not to do it, right? And if you get on it, and I'm sure like 100, 200 bands must apply for that. How many get through? 18 or something?
Yeah. So I think it's normally sort of 18 to 20, isn't it?
Yeah, so it is. It's kind of like that. I know. And a lot of bands, to be fair, are all friends. When I was competing against Registered, I was like, you know, dude, I love you. I'm going to do my best, but I'm not going to do it. But at the same time, it's an opportunity to hang out with people. But it is that Highlander, when it comes down to it, you got to be the Kurgan, and there is only one, you know?
But I also think, like, it's good in terms of, like, for live music generally as well, because it brings people out, and even in terms of kind of the audience and stuff, exposes them to, like, bands that they wouldn't necessarily go out and see.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
So they come out and see their mate's band, and what have been quite rightly too. And actually, you know, certainly we picked up, you know, sort of people along the way, which then have turned around and said, you know, when are you next playing? You know, like, and you see that kind of, like on Facebook and stuff like that as well.
Oh, yeah, for us, we were unknown in Colchester. So actually, although we'd played one gig at the Hotbox before, it was really nice to meet some people, and they give you some pointers and either criticism or comments and stuff. But it's never negative. It's like, oh, you know, I like that, or oh, I've not seen band throw inflatable sharks in the crowd. You know, it's our gimmick. That's the thing we do. And people are like, oh, do you know what? I haven't seen that since Iron Maiden, you know, like locally. And I'm thinking, why is no one else doing it? I've got a little story for you, by the way. Last year, right, I'd convinced myself, and this has been a big shout out to Regicide, they've got like a Grim Reaper as their thing, and I had convinced myself in a drunken stupor, as you can tell, alcohol has a play in this, that he had created a skeleton mascot. So I asked one of our artists to quickly do a Grim Reaper artwork, right, got there, he plays, absolutely blows us away. I said, right, so where's this skeleton mascot? What mascot are you talking about, Ross? I was like, I've just paid this art to get it out there. And it turns out he didn't have it, but I just thought he did, because I thought that would have been brilliant. You know, but I realised that's what I would like to see. It didn't even occur to him. And he went, well, that's your thing, isn't it, with the mascot? And I thought, oh, okay, fair enough, you know? So it's funny how you get in your head.
Indeed. We're going to play a track from the other band who's going to be playing the same heat as you. Where is the gig taking place and when?
So it's taking place in Colchester Coda, and I want to say it's the 18th of April.
18th,
April.
Yeah.
Oh, thank Thursday, 18th of April, at the Coda, 63 High Street, Colchester. 7 p.m. is doors, £4 entry, over 18-0.
Is it just three of us?
Yeah, it's just three of us. Yeah. But also, the other thing as well is that Imaginary Dreamers, we've been aware of Imaginary Dreamers for quite a long time, and certainly we've had a couple down in Kentway, just through contacts that they provided us as well. But we've never, ever, ever played on the same bill as them. We've always wanted to, and then the first time we played,
you're competing against them. I did invite them to come, but they were in mid recording in an album or a studio or something. Yeah. So
a shout out to Kev. I'm looking forward to sharing a beer with you.
Righto, here is Imaginary Dreamers, and Right Before You. Imaginary Dreamers here on Coloured Balls on PXFM. That track is entitled Right Before You, and Imaginary Dreamers are going to be joining Dirty Donations and Reverend Sun, who two of whom, technically three, join us in the studio right now. And remind us where the event's going to be taking place.
So it's going to be taking place in Coda in Colchester on the 18th of April. And then the other thing as well, which is really, really important just to know, is that Metal Some Asses is obviously kind of local sort of competitions that run across all the counties across England, basically. So, you know, there will be a band that will get through from Kent, from obviously like Midlands, and obviously from Essex and kind of all the other areas. And the prize really is playing on kind of New Blood stage, at Bloodstock, which is a really great stepping stone for anybody that is lucky enough to kind of get to that point.
Yes, because it's Bloodstock, folks.
It is Bloodstock. Yeah. And again, just in terms of like the experience that must feel like in terms of playing a venue like that and a festival like that, I think that's definitely kind of
major
impetus for us guys in Dead Destinations to kind of get there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 100 rules, the prize, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I just want to say, I watched, is it Beyond Extinction? Those kids. I played a gig with them when I was in Kalina at Chinnery. I watched them on the side of the stage. This is when Forge was playing, because one of the guitar players knew the bass player, called Kieran. And I'm watching them, and I think it's not my thing, but they are tearing the crowd apart, right? They are going for it. Fast forward, I think just after COVID, I go with my wife to Bloodstock. So I've been a couple of times. We watched them at the New Blood stage, and their crowd was huge. And I know they're not kids, but they're like, what, in their young 20s. Yeah. And I thought, that goes to show you, you know, if you've got a vision and an idea, and they went for it. And like going from watching them on the side of the stage, thinking, you know, and I've been doing this a long time, to watching them literally tear people a new one, I thought, damn, they deserve it.
No, like, because I've seen the live footage of that, and like they absolutely like sort of decimated the stage,
they,
and
they worked hard for it.
But the other thing as well is like just like the precision of their playing, and you know, like just the command that they had.
I was never that age.
No, definitely.
You know, 18, 19. Yeah. I think I've been playing since I was 18 in bands, on and off, you know, and all that. Yeah. I didn't have that. My directive was, where was the bar, right? And how much money have I got for beer? And have we got enough for food? You know, it was that.
Did you get paid in beer tokens for a gig as well? Those days are gone.
Those days are gone now. Can't get that. Beer tokens were about £6 or something.
We last time I got a beer token was down at the basement in Chelmsford.
Oh my God.
So I played a gig down there, and like the promoter like sort of said, here you go. And I was like, what are these? Oh my God, the beer token.
I had that in Lincolnshire last
time. But I was driving.
I know, right? You have to give them away. But I think we've met up to the masses. Although, and I know we were saying this, I'm not into competing with music. I didn't get into it. I think it is healthy, as long as everybody's like, you know, like, I know, because you messaged me and you said, hey, buddy, what about doing some stuff together and promoting it? Because although I know we're going into this competition and we're not exactly wanting to compete, we might as well do this in brothers in arms style. Yeah. And then we can stab each other in the back right near the finishing line, right? Yeah. And I think... But I think it is healthy to be around good competition.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the, like as I say, I think it's in terms of like the standard of bands, you know, and we are really, really lucky, like in terms of kind of Essex.
Yeah. Oh,
around
the
standard
of
bands. You know, and we're always, and we're not even surprised really. Like, you know, I think... The idea of kind of unsigned music and bands that are trying to, you know, kind of grind it out and make the best thing out themselves in terms of promotion stuff, there's a perception it's always going to be a bit rough. And actually, I think that certainly it's seen in Essex and pretty much most of the bands we play with, they're flipping impressive.
Do you know what? I'll say this, having travelled a bit up in the south and the Midlands, Essex, when we've played up places... I remember when we played up, I think it was Lincolnshire last year, he's like, this guy's like, you guys are hungry, aren't you? You guys, like, we're in the Thames. And I think a lot of that is because we live near London.
Yeah.
Right? And it seems like when people up at work, when you move up more Midlands, south. It's very, you know, you go to a pub and you can have a real chilled night. Down here, it's like work, 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 fast, fast, fast. But I think what that does with the bands down here is we're very hungry, and you see it in the music. But because of where the M25 is, it's quite hard. Like, if you're in Oxford, you've got this whole chunk of the country to get to. Because you've got to either go by the Dartford or up. It can be a bit restricting, but also it's kind of like the kind of pack, isn't it? A lot of us have all been in bands, and so same as like Niall from, he was a guitar player in another band. He went and made his own band. I did the same thing. Yeah. As horrible as it sounds, after COVID, you saw a lot of bands drop off, but the ones that the veterans, who are the hungry men and women, have all got together and gone, you know what, I want to keep this going, or I think I've got enough connections or whatever. And last year I would say 90% or even 95% of those bands, obviously I didn't see all of them, but I was talking to Ian, he said this is going to be a hard year, because whatever's happened in the last few years, it's almost kind of like Battle Royale, right? And there can only be like 20 people left, and all the people that emerge are all people who've got the idea of how to run a band. You know the formula, we've all done it, they've got all these contacts. So we've sort of decided, a lot of these bands, me included, came out and were calling up people and trying to get those gigs. Yeah, so it's good to see that. Yeah, it's helpful. Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely, absolutely, and long may it continue. We are going to play a track from one of the bands who are going to be playing alongside Reverend Sun at the Lamb and Lion this coming Saturday. So we're going to hear a track from Modes.
Oh, I haven't heard this, so this will be good.
Ooh. Right, ooh. This is the title track from their new EP, Restitution.
I'm not the rescuer.
Modes and Restitution, the title track from their EP, which is not quite as new as I made out that it was in the previous link. But yes, they are one of the bands who are going to be performing alongside Reverend Sun, Forged in Black, and Seventh Fear at the Lamb and Lion at the Moonraker venue in Westcliff this coming Saturday. You're looking forward to it, gents?
Yeah, it should be a good one. Yeah.
Excellent. And a quick shout out to Trinunki, who messaged in earlier. Trinunki, of course, who joined us on the show last week, is one of the main organisers of that. And they have tons more coming up. You're doing another gig with his company, 035 Promotions, in, yeah. I think, May?
Is that Black Heart in Camden?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. And he's got a few other ones that he's booking up as well. I know that he's in communication with.
We do have Chinneries with him as well in June.
Yeah, Chins as well. Yeah,
so Ten Plagues is headlining that one.
So there's a few others that he's working on. Maybe a potential Halloween gig in London as well that he's kind of got, you know, fingers in the pies and whatnot.
Excellent. Well, remind us of the gig that where you'll be able to see both Reverend Sun and Dirty Donations.
So that's Metal to the Masses.
It's 18th of April.
Yeah, Cola Colchester, right? Yeah, I got it down there.
Number 4, Thursday, 18th of April, Cola, 63 High Street, 7 p.m. the doors, £4 entry, over 18s only.
Terms and conditions.
Can I just do a big shout out to Mike from Blackwater Kings, by the way?
Go for it.
I love that guy. Aww. He's a really, really nice guy, very patient person, and they're like... metal thing.
Yeah.
I'm actually lucky we're not competing because they're actually really good.
They're really good.
I watched them and I was like, ooh.
I know. And the other thing as well, Mike knows all about songs because he depped for me on last year. So he was super kind, and it was really good playing with him as well.
No, he's a real solid guy. I hung out with him. So he did me a really good deal on the guitar and stuff. There's a whole story behind that. Of me being an idiot and drinking too much, and forgetting the guitar for him. But that's another day.
Indeed. And, well, are there any other Reverend Sun gigs coming up? Because, yeah, you were booking tons of them.
We've got Luton as well coming up.
Well, we've had a busy first month, really. Mm. Next is Metal to the Masses, 18th of April. Mm. After that, we've got Parkstock 3 in Southend.
Mm-hmm.
That is 5th of May. We're in Northampton, 12th of June, at King Billy Fisher Pub. And again, 29th of June, we're at Chinneries, hosted by 035 Promotions. Ten Plagues is headlining that night. And we're also back for Cerberfest this year in Luton, 6th of July.
Excellent.
It's just currently what has been confirmed.
Excellent. Well, that is all jolly good fun. And yes, maybe get Dirty Donations on the bill, a couple of those. You're looking for some gigs, aren't you, Chris?
We are. Well, as I said, I alluded that we came out of semi-retirement from the end of last year, really. So we've got one gig, obviously Metal to the Masses, and then on the 31st of August, we're down in Chelmsford at Hotbox supporting Papa Shango.
Wow.
That is a great
you game, and Papa right? Shango. I have watched Papa Shango. They are amazing. Yeah. They're one of the few bands that I actually wanted to join after watching.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So we supported them once before down at the Hotbox. It would have been probably a good over a year ago now. And I didn't realise that you could get that many people on stage.
No.
Amazing. So you can't actually. So half the band were just walking around the crowd.
Yes.
Absolutely wild.
It's a great little venue, isn't it?
Yes.
Filter, is that right? And there's all that equipment in the back. It's like a treasure trove.
It is. And also you've got the whiskey button where you press the button.
And
the light stops on a random whiskey that you then...
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Right.
Because they've got that tiny little bar bit, isn't it? Yeah, oh, yeah, it's really...
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Is that Hotbox?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, we mention Hotbox gigs all the time on the show.
Oh,
so, yes, excellent stuff. Right, well, we're going to be finishing off with the band who are going to be headlining the gig on Saturday night, Forged in Black, with their track Lightning in the Ashes. Have you learnt the drums to this one, Ollie?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent.
To a T.
Excellent. That is good to know. Ollie is going to be drumming for both Reverend Sun and Forged in Black this coming Saturday. He is a true trooper. So, well, all that remains for say is remind us where people can find out more about both of your bands.
Okay, so for Reverend Son, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Reverend Son. We're also on YouTube. All the music that's currently online is available on YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, any other app store. Find it.
Excellent. And where can people go to find out more about Dirty Donations, Chris?
Exactly the same, but instead of searching for Reverend Son, you just search for Dirty Donations.
Nice. Smooth.
Very.
Template works.
Just change that vote from that to
yeah.
And let the just... money do the talking.
Right. If you have any final shout-outs, then do make them known.
I don't know. I want to thank Jesus. Like, you know. No, I just want to say to all the other bands that we're competing against, we're looking really forward to meeting up with you and hanging out with you guys and girls, basically.
Yeah, definitely. I would ditto that.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
And checking out all the other guitar players' gear.
Oh, what? Well, get completely nerded out.
So if you're a guitar player, watch out. Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. The future very much starts here. Reverend Son and Dirty Donations, thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Forged in Black and Lightning in the Ashes here on Kerpals on Phoenix FM. You can see them performing at the latest 035 Promotions event alongside alongside Reverend Sun and Modes and Seventh Fear. It's all at the Lamaline in Westcliff at the Moonraker venue this coming Saturday. Many, many thanks to Reverend Sons, Ross and Ollie for joining us in the studio tonight alongside Chris from Dirty Donations. And, yeah, lots more coming from all of them this year. Very much looking forward to it. Let's have a quick look. For the next 7 days in gigs, I have one gig listing for you at the aforementioned Hotbox in Chelmsford, which is where you'll be able to see Dirty Donations at the end of August. And don't worry, we will remind you ahead of that. It's an album launch gig this coming Sunday from the band Cubic. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Also on the bill, USRNM and This Lot Alien. Alien and Yesterday's Tomorrow here on Curples on Phoenix FM. You can see them performing at Sunday at Hotbox in Chelmsford. There's a whole ton of other events happening there as well over the coming days and weeks, so do check them out. They'll be supporting Cubic, who are launching their new album, and USRNM are also on the bill. Chewa Nick is coming up next, but first I'm going to play you this track from the chap who's going to be joining us in the studio next week. It's Jay Keys.
Mad about you. It's crazy how you be on my mind. Yeah, I'm mad about you. I need to be with you all the time.
Got this girl by my side and she says she wants a ride. Come on baby, let's go, let's go. She told me that I'm on her mind and we're running out of time. Come on baby, let's roll, let's go. Yeah, the sunset on the beach, the itch I cannot reach. The oxygen I breathe, the success I need. I'm nothing when you leave, it's fate. I do believe this feeling can't be wrong. I'm nothing when you're gone, nah. I'm mad about you. You mad about me. You give me that L, I'll give you that D. No waiting in queues, we VIP. You lock down my heart, throw away the key.
Mad about you. It's crazy how you be on my mind. Yeah, I'm mad about you. I need to be with you all the time.
Mad about you. Mad about you. Stuck in my mind, it's got stuck in my brain. My love and my world, my wife is my girl. Can't get enough of your loving. Man, what a feeling, hate when you're leaving. Pure love, pure sex, I feel you look good in them Gucci heels, I can't lie. Baby, if looks could kill, I would die. Every time I look in your eyes, I'm mad about you. You mad about me. You give me that L, I'll give you that D. No waiting in queues, we VIP. You lock down my heart, throw away the key.
Mad about you. It's crazy how you be on my mind. Yeah, I'm mad about you. I need to be with you all the time.
you. Mad about you. Mad about you. Mad about you.
Jay Keys, Mad About You here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. He's going to be joining us here in the studio next week. Very much looking forward to having him in. It is time for this week's round of Chill with Nick, and we kick it off with the sample track that you can get now from the next Chill Hop Records compilation, Spring 24. It's by Axion and Laszlo. It's called Slinky, and it kicks off this week's round of Chill with Nick.
Phoenix FM.
Ian Ewing, and That's Okay, rounding off this week's round of Chill with Nick. You heard Axion and Laszlo with Slinky, followed by Jacuzzi Jefferson with Amaryllis. Then it was Lakey Inspired with Taking Off, followed by Oddfish with Empty, then Swan and Cafe, followed by YM Lo-Fi with Blissful, then American Teleport with Up in the Trees, and finally Ian Ewing with And That's Okay. And that rounds off. We are rapidly coming to the end of tonight's Curveball. Thank you so, so much for joining us. Thanks to Ross and Ollie from Reverend Sun and Chris from Dirty Donations for joining us tonight. You'll be able to catch Reverend Sun playing at the 035 Promotions gig at the Lamb and Lion in Westcliff this coming Saturday, along with a great lineup of bands. And I will be back here next Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. where I'll be joined in the studio by Jay Keys. Very much looking forward to having him back. And yes, go out, enjoy some music, and enjoy yourself over the next week or so. Stay safe, and I will see you next Wednesday at 8 p.m. I'm going to leave you tonight with Matthew D. Morgan and With the Wind. It was played to me by a chap called Emmanuel, who joined us on the show a few weeks back, so I thought I'd play it for you one more time. And I will see you all in March. Let's have a good 29th of February. Make the most of it. It does only come around every 4 years. And keep the madness in your soul, and I will see you next Wednesday for another round of it. Darren Mutu is up next with Reggae Revival, taking you through till midnight. I've been Nick Field. This has been Curveballs, and I bid you good night. Here's Matthew.